This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in four states and one union territory. Prominent political party leaders are leading election rallies in different parts of poll-bound states. Addressing a public meeting in Tiruvalla today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the safety of Indians, especially those from Keralam in West Asia, is a top priority of his government.
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu, wahan ki sarkaron se hum lagatar baat kar rahe hain. Main aap sabhi parijanon ko aashwast karta hu, aapke parivarjan bhale hi aapse dur ho, लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है. भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है.
Mr. Modi said the government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times. He added that Keralam is ready for a historic transformation and that people's immense faith in the NDA is visible across the state. Speaking at election meetings in Alappuzha, Idukki and Ernakulam district, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said that the UDF is ready to bring real change in Keralam. He criticized both the LDF and the NDA and said the ruling LDF will lose its relevance after the polls. CPIM General Secretary M.A. Baby and Politburo member Subhashni Ali campaigned for the LDF in various constituencies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Cooch Behar in West Bengal tomorrow for election campaigning. At the Cooch Behar Ras Mela ground, he will campaign in support of BJP candidates contesting on 8 seats of Cooch Behar district and 5 seats of the Alipurduar district. Ahead of the Prime Minister's arrival, the Ras Mela grounds have been wrapped up in a blanket of security. Today, before the Prime Minister's rally, the state BJP President and Rajya Sabha MA Shaumik Bhattacharya took stock of the details and appealed to the residents of Cooch Behar to make the Prime Minister's public meeting a grand success. The Election Commission has suspended 4 police officers in Kolkata following allegations of security lapses during a roadshow and submission of nomination of BJP candidate Suvendu Adhikari in Bhabanipur, attended by senior BJP leader Amit Shah. The Commission has ordered immediate departmental inquiries and directed the state government to quickly fill the vacant post. An action taken report on this must be submitted to the Election Commission by 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry has said that the government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel and unnecessary booking of LPG. The ministry said it has taken proactive steps to ensure uninterrupted availability of petroleum products and LPG. The 5-kilogram cylinders are available at nearby LPG distributorships and can be purchased by showing any valid ID proofs. The ministry added that no address proof is required to purchase 5-kilogram cylinders. It added that about 5,70,000 cylinders weighing 5 kilograms have been sold since the 23rd of last month. It said online LPG cylinder bookings have increased to 95%, and around 51 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered yesterday. The conflict in West Asia has entered another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. In one of the most alarming developments, a projectile struck near the perimeter of Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant on Saturday, killing a member of the facility's physical protection unit and damaging an auxiliary building. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals have set a target of 211 runs for Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Opting to bat first, Rajasthan Royals scored 210, losing 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Gujarat Titans were 71 for no loss in 7.2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.